From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Defense Secretary says Syria has heard what the White House had to say. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says that Syria appears to have heeded a U.S. warning to not use chemical weapons. Mattis noted there had not been a new chemical attack in Syria since the White House issued that warning earlier this week. He made the comments to the press traveling with him in Europe ahead of a ministerial NATO meeting in Brussels. He started his day in Germany, where he met with his German counterpart, German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen, and had some pointed comments aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin as well. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The two defense leaders held a ceremony commemorating the 70th anniversary of the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe after World War II. During his remarks, Mattis also called out Russian President Vladimir Putin for causing what he called international mischief.
I mentioned a moment ago that discouraged people in need of inspiration. And there are millions of people like that who live today in Russia. Their leader making mischief beyond Russian borders will not restore their fortunes or rekindle their hope. And while we will meet with any aggression with what Danish Defense Minister Claus Frederiksen said was determination, deterrence, and purpose, we will also watch for a Russia that honors its people enough to abide by international law and so win for them the peace that we all offer.
Mattis and von der Leyen will join their fellow NATO ministers for meetings Thursday in Brussels. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A cluster bomb attack on an Islamic State-held village in eastern Syria has killed 15 people, the latest in a series of devastating airstrikes along the Euphrates River Valley. This is VOA News. The president of Venezuela says a stolen police helicopter fired on his country's interior ministry and Supreme Court Tuesday in what he called a terrorist attack by those seeking to oust him from office. Maduro vowed to catch those behind the attack, which had no reported injuries. The Minister of Communications and Information, Ernesto Villegas, later said the helicopter fired 15 shots at the ministry building and dropped at least four grenades at the Supreme Court. The pilot was identified by Villegas as Oscar Perez. A video posted on social media showed Perez standing in front of several armed men and calling for a rebellion against Maduro's tyranny. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with top Qatari and Kuwaiti officials Tuesday, trying to help broker an end to the escalating standoff between Qatar and its Gulf neighbors. Tillerson says he's encouraging dialogue while President Trump sharply criticizes Qatar for funding terrorism. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has more from the State Department.
Tillerson said in a statement it would be very difficult for Qatar to meet a list of 13 demands from the Saudi-led group, but there is room for dialogue.
Our role has been to encourage the parties to get their issues on the table, clearly articulated, so that those issues can be addressed and some resolution process can get underway to bring this to a conclusion.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the U.S. will try to facilitate talks, but it is up to the Gulf countries themselves to work out their disagreements. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
The Ukrainian cabinet says an outburst of malicious software has been contained. The ransomware that paralyzed computers across the world hit Ukraine the hardest Tuesday, with victims including top-level government offices, energy companies, banks, cash machines, gas stations, and supermarkets. Cabinet said in Wednesday's statement that the cyber assault has been stopped and the situation now is under full control. It added that all strategic assets, including those involved in protecting state security, are working normally. The U.S. Republican Party's long-promised repeal of Obamacare stands in limbo after Senate GOP leaders, short of support, abruptly shelved the vote on legislation to fulfill the promise. The development leaves the legislation's fate uncertain while raising new doubts about whether President Trump will ever make good on his many promises to erase his predecessor's signature legislative achievement. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.